talking back, getting into fights, and being distracted in school, is this just kids being kids or signs of a child struggling with mental health problems? Increasingly, it's falling to school nurses to decide. According to the American Association of Pediatrics, schools function as the mental health system for up to 80% of children who need help. But many school nurses say they need more training in order to help. In our ongoing series, a collaboration between WAMU and NPR Ed, we're taking a look at how mental health plays out in the classroom. And today, in the second part of the series, Kavitha Cardoza speaks to school nurses who are often the first line of defense.
And I have a stomach ache.
These five-year-olds hold hands as they sit in Nurse Patricia Tolson's office. It's at Van Ness Elementary School in Southeast D.C. A teacher sent them.
My teacher in P.E. noticed that she's not participating at P.E.
The two little girls are best friends. We're not using their names to protect their privacy. Both of them like coming to see Nurse Tolson. They say she's kind, and she has Band-Aids with pictures of animals.
So, how long has your stomach been hurting?
It just started hurting. Last night, her head hurt like fire.
Yeah.
It did?
Yes. It was like hurting really, really bad on the side.
Because you had a history of fevers, I think I want to check your temperature as well, okay?
Yes. I always have fevers.
Turns out the second grader doesn't have a fever, but Tolson asks her more questions. What did she eat? Has she gone to the bathroom? Does her head still hurt? Both girls have a glass of water and go back to class.
Take your time, no running.
So it could be that these two little girls are fine. They just needed a drink. Or maybe there's something else going on. And that's what school nurses have to gauge every day. In this pre-K through second grade school, Tolson says children stop by for everything from needing their asthma inhalers to playground scrapes to vision tests. But that's not all a nurse sees. Some come by often with vague symptoms. And that, Tolson says, could be the first sign there's something far more serious going on.
Children may come in and say that they didn't get any sleep and they need to come into the nurse office so that they can sleep.
Tolson says feeling tired could be because these children, for whatever reason, just didn't sleep well. At other times,
someone touched them inappropriately, or it could have been a fight with someone.
She says it's the same with stomach aches, headaches, bathroom accidents during nap time.
School nurses are detectives in that school. They're the eyes and ears of public health.
That's Donna Mazik, the executive director of the National Association of School Nurses. She says nurses look for patterns.
So if that student comes back with the same symptoms every single day that week, that school nurse is going to begin to connect the dots.
All of which is great if there's actually a school nurse. Some schools share nurses, others have just one for an entire district. Another challenge is that school nurses get very little training when it comes to mental health. Masek says she herself was overwhelmed when she was a school nurse.
I was very surprised at the number of mental health concerns.
Depression, trauma, anxiety, grief.
Students who didn't even know what to do to calm themselves down, that they would go from 0 to 60 at the height of their concerns. They didn't know how to cope.
So Mazik decided to go back to school and get a graduate degree in counseling. Now, her focus is on getting other nurses more training. Because it turns out the stress she felt, it wasn't just her. Mental health is routinely ranked as one of the top issues all school nurses deal with.
What we hear from school nurses from across the country is, give us education. Help me know how I can help.
School nurses often indicate that they just feel paralyzed in this realm.
That's Sharon Hoover-Steven. She's co-director of the National Center for School Mental Health. Her team trains nurses all over the country. She says the need for help, it's soaring. Yet sometimes school nurses feel helpless about even broaching the topic with kids.
Because they don't know, if I ask this question, am I going to open Pandora's box and not know what to do with it? But also, do I have the right people in my community to which to refer this student? And if not, am I going to be the one who has to manage it?
Hoover-Steven says no one expects nurses or even teachers for that matter, to be mental health therapists or psychiatrists. But she tells nurses there are two simple questions you can ask to see if a child needs to be seen by someone.
Is a student acting or behaving differently than they were before? And the other thing is, are they somehow out of the norm of what you would expect?
Training will help, but there's something bigger. Schools must recognize that mental health is critical to educational success. Right now, she says, often the only time everyone pays attention is when there's a school shooting or suicide.
But sometimes that perception is a little bit misguided because the idea is, can we catch or identify the one student who might harm others? Or how can we, you know, identify the one student who might be suicidal? It's really not an exact science.
It's also not about just one student's mental health. Hoover Stevens says it's much more effective if we can support all students. And seeing school nurses as a partner in that effort is an important part of making that happen. I'm Kavita Cardoza.
Vera Carruthers contributed to this report. And to hear more about the series on mental health and how it came to be, tune into the Kojo Namdi Show today at noon here on WAMU 88.5. Tomorrow, during Morning Edition, we'll hear from students who are too stressed to even come to school and about a specialized public school that helps them deal with their anxiety.